Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What does it mean to be committed to somebody, and then how much is too much? On today's case, Ms. Bax is asking herself that very question. She says that after 5 years of promises, Mr. Morgan still hasn't proposed to her. In fact, she says he's done the opposite by disappearing for days, lying to her about his intentions, and possibly even cheating. Ms. Bax says she is tired of being taken for granted, and she refuses to continue taking on the role of a wife without a ring to back it up. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of Bax versus Morgan.
Thank you very much, Ms. Bax and Mr. Morgan. Ms. Bax, you are in court today because you say Mr. Morgan is not fully committed to you and you've had enough with the false promises of marriage. You want to see action, and without a ring, you can't move forward in this relationship.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. Morgan, you say you're here today because you desperately want to save your relationship. You say Ms. Bax is the best thing that has ever happened to you, and there's no doubt you want to marry her, but you just need her to be patient.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so this is a case before me with quite a few stakes. There are children involved. You all have blended your families. Tell me why we're in court today, Ms. Bax.
I am here because I'm tired of Ben stringing me along. I'm tired of him lying to me. He goes missing for days at a time. And basically, I'm just at the end. Like, I'm ready to give up.
And after 5 years, you heard what Ms. Bax says. Mr. Morgan, it's time to fish or cut bait. What's going on with you?
Yes, Your Honor. I love Imani. She's perfect for me. It's just the simple fact she's not mature enough. She loves me. I love her. But it's the little game she plays and the little immature things. And I just don't feel like we're ready or at the point where we need to be married.
Okay. Now, I heard what you said, Mr. Morgan. But Ms. Bax, he seems to think you're not mature enough for marriage. After 5 years of being together, you have 4 children. Mr. Morgan has 9 children. You have no children together. You have blended this family of 13 children, and I understand more than half of them are living in your home now. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this is serious.
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me how you all met and what actually got us to this point that we're in divorce court.
Well, I met Ben, it's like 10 years ago at a graduation. We were friends for like 5 years after that, but 5 years later, we decided to take our relationship to another level. It got serious. Everything was good. He was a good man. He's nice. He's strong. He's good father. The kids love him. So now I'm just like, I don't have a ring. He keep promising me things that's not happening, so.
What changed? I mean, over the course of the last 5 years?
Last year, something tragic happened. Me and Ben was outside walking, and he collapsed. And I called 911, and the next day he's diagnosed with a disease where his hands shake, or he loses circulation to his hands and his legs. Now he walks with a walker. So now I'm taking care of the household. I'm taking care of everything. I cook, I clean, I help him put his shoes on. And it's like, he has a year to get, you know, better. And I'm like, if I'm going to be here, I would like a ring. Like, I'm willing to stay, and I just need commitment.
I hear exactly what you're saying. So not only are you taking on the role of wife and mother in the household? You're now caretaker, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Morgan, tell me about the illness and how does it manifest itself?
It's called CIPD, chronic inflammatory pulmonary disease.
Got it.
It gave me something called Guillain-Barré. It basically destroyed my nerves, so my nerves have to regrow, like my nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to do things like therapy and take infusions and treatments.
And have the doctor said that over the course of the next year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, it will get worse or it'll get better?
They said I have a year for it to get better. And if I don't do everything I'm supposed to do in a year, I'm gonna be like this for the rest of my life.
Are you in therapy right now?
I haven't been going to therapy.
Why not?
I'm so busy doing other things.
There is nothing that you have in your life that
you
is
may
more
end up
important
in a wheelchair.
Than your health. You got a biased judge right now. I had full-blown open-heart surgery. I'm talking about the kind where they crack your chest, disconnect your heart. My heart was disconnected for 22 minutes, Mr. Morgan. It took me a full 3 months of intense cardiac rehabilitation. I couldn't get out of the bed to go to the bathroom. It would take 40 minutes for me to walk, literally 12 feet, okay? And then I'd need to sleep 6 hours.
Now I'm his caretaker. I'm sorry to interrupt, Judge. It's just like he's not taking things seriously. And
oh, no, he's about to take
it
seriously.
I'm his caretaker. Like, I do everything for him. So it's like you can't say because you're busy or, you know, I'm here for you, taking care of you. So if you're not taking care of you, how can you ask for help if you don't help yourself?
This lady right here, you started out by saying, Mr. Morgan, that she's not mature enough for marriage. My goodness. She's been taking on all the responsibility. You must do the rehab and the therapy. It's not going to get better. You have to do that, sir.
Yes, Your Honor.
This is non-debatable right here. Regardless of what happens in your relationship, okay, you have to do this therapy. If not, you're putting your life in jeopardy.
Yes, Your Honor.
I'm trying to be serious.
I understand.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
So getting back to the relationship, which is why we were here, you've taken on a whole lot, Ms. Bax.
Yes, ma'am. But I'm not your wife. But I do everything as a wife should.
I have to tell you, the fact that she's willing to hold you down like that would be enough for me to think, this is my wife, but that's just me.
He even made an attempt. We went to the mall. We were looking for rings. He's all making me excited, thinking like, oh, my God, maybe this is it. We ended up at the sneaker store. And we came out with two pairs of matching sneakers. Like, come on now. He bought me some sneakers. It was like $300 sneakers. He gets us matching pairs of sneakers. And they're like $300. He has his two. Mine was like $100 because I have small feet. I would have took a $300 ring, ma'am. If it's from his heart, I would have took a ring from the thought of it.
What is that about, Mr. Morgan?
I didn't have enough for the ring I wanted. You know, if you buy a ring, it should be of good value, you know?
No, it should be the ring you can afford and you want to give to the person that loves you. And you heard what she said. You didn't have to spend $3,000 on a ring.
Yes, ma'am.
You could get a ring less than $300 and say, babe, as we grow in our relationship, this ring will grow too.
I would have took a Walmart ring, Judge.
Okay, and not for nothing, but Amazon got plenty of rings. They are cubic zirconia. They are cute as can be.
But who wants a fake ring, Your Honor?
Huh?
Like, who wants a fake ring, Your Honor?
No, she don't want a fake ring. She want a real husband. That's the difference.
Me and Ben been trying to make a baby. He, you know, like, when we're in tune with each other, we're trying to make a baby. I'm trying to get pregnant. I want a daughter. I have all sons. It was one time he was gone for 4 days. When he was gone for those 4 days, I seen that he got a vasectomy, and it broke my heart.
Mr. Morgan.
I want to build a future, and we have too many kids. And children is not good for our future right now.
Promotional consideration provided by Divorce Court. Will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
We had an opportunity to get married at downtown Cincinnati at the Justice of Peace. My friend called me. She said, you know, you can get cheap. It's $50 to just buy her certificate. We can go and she'll be my witness. So I called Ben because I never knew that. So I instantly called Ben. I said, Ben, you know we can go downtown and pay $50 and just so it could be on paper.
Correct.
Ben, you know, all right, I'll meet you down there. I sit there and wait for 2 hours. I'm sorry.
Don't you tell
I wait
me
for
that
2 hours,
sat
ma'am.
In the courthouse.
I sat there for 2 hours. I've been calling him.
Yeah,
I did, like a dumb girl, just playing myself. But I sat there waiting for him for 2 hours for him to call. I can't make it, babe.
And what were you doing, Mr. Morgan?
I wanted to be there.
No, because you would have been there. If you wanted to be there, you would have been there. Because you say that there have been disappearing acts. Am I correct?
Yes, it was one time he was gone for 4 days. I'm checking hospitals. I'm checking jail. He's not there. He pops up at 4 days later saying I was in the hospital for my legs. Where's the wristband? Where's the paperwork? There's nothing.
Mr. Morgan, what happened?
Your Honor, I went to Vegas, I'm going to be honest. Vegas? I didn't want her to... Yeah, yes, Your Honor. I didn't want her to know because my brother, we had a certain situation. We had to handle some things, and I didn't want everybody to know where I was, so I just had to sneak away.
Was it so serious that you couldn't share with your living partner what was going on, the one who worries about you? Because something happened to you, there are children at home that's going to want to know an explanation. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, Your Honor.
In those 4 days he were gone, I was searching through his stuff, like his paperwork, and I found out me and Ben been trying to make a baby. He, you know, like when we're, you know, in tune with each other, we're trying to make a baby. I'm trying to get pregnant. I want a daughter. I have all sons. So when he was gone for those 4 days, I seen that he got a vasectomy, and it broke my heart.
Mr. Morgan?
I want to build a future, and we have too many kids. I got 9 kids. He has 4 children. Like, I know I can't afford a 14-bedroom house. So, you know, I'm just trying to live within my means, make something happen, and just children is not good for our future right now.
Mr. Morgan, let me tell you something. That is one of the most mature statements that I've ever heard. It's a rare family that can sustain 14 children. You know, my grandmother had 9. My husband's mother had 12. But that's a whole different era. You know what I'm saying? Where all the kids were home and they were helping and the fuck. That's a lot. So I completely get you. And I am not mad at you. But that's the conversation you don't have with me. That's the conversation you have with her. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, Your Honor.
Why didn't you?
Because he wants me to keep taking care of him. I feel like he's just stringing me along, so.
Sometimes I feel like she gonna leave if we don't have another child, because we don't have a child together. So I just didn't want her to know that, because I didn't want her to get upset, leave. Like, you see, she upset right now, and I really just, I don't always have the right words to say, or I don't always have the magic words. So sometimes I do shut down. I do ignorant things, and...
You know, she's not upset because of what happened, because she suspected this all along. She's upset because you've never been honest with her. Do you have a healthcare proxy?
No. I'm not married. I don't make no decisions for him. I can't, you
know... Wait. Mr. Morgan, sir, what's supposed to happen if it gets worse and you can't make decisions for those children that are in your house?
I would have to rely on my mother, honestly.
Ms. Bax, you're a nurse.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
So, Mr. Morgan, nobody can make you do what you don't want to do.
Yes, Your Honor.
But if, in fact, you're not interested in making Ms. Bax your wife, she's owed you saying that so that she can then make the determination. It's not fair to lead her into believing that there's something there that it isn't.
You're right, Your Honor. She should have had a choice to make a healthy choice, her own decision. You are right. And me misleading her, it's not fair to either one of us. For
absolutely not. Ms. Bax, how do you feel right now?
I feel like a fool. Like, I just been strung along. I thought, you know, Ben really wanted to get married. But hearing this for the first time is just like, he's still my best friend. Thank you for being honest instead of leaving me on more. But I'm just hurt. Like, I just thought I wanted a kid so bad. I thought Ben was going to be my husband. I'm just hurt right now.
And you have every right to feel hurt, Ms. Bax. Because, you know, whenever people have hopes and dreams, you know, we have our own fantasy of what we want our life to be. And you've got, what, 4 boys and...
4 sons.
Yep, and you want a little girl.
Oh,
and that might be in your future. But Mr. Morgan was just honest enough to say that's not what he wants. And more importantly, he doesn't think that he can sustain it. But I think that's a conversation that the two of you all should have had a while ago.
Yes, ma'am.
Not today. Because then you could have made the determination if that's going to work for you. And you're the caregiver, Ms. Beck?
I am everything that
you... But wait a minute. No. I mean,
if something were to happen to him, he were to pass out?
Yes, I can't make no
decisions
for him.
And he had to go to the hospital?
Yes.
Do you have a healthcare proxy?
No, I'm not married. I don't make no decisions for him. I can't, you know.
Wait. Mr. Morgan, you have an illness that is debilitating and will only get worse if you don't do everything that you need to do. And you've already told me you're not doing everything that you need to do. You've acknowledged that. So what's supposed to happen if it gets worse and you can't make decisions for those children that are in your house? Yes. Who's supposed to take the weight?
He's gonna fall back on me and expect me to come when he's down, like he always do.
But you do realize Ms. Bax can't make a decision in a hospital if you have not given her the authority and she's not your wife.
I would have to rely on my mother, honestly. I mean,
you're exactly right. The law would then say that your mother is in charge. Is that what you want? And I'm being very honest with you because as someone who has had health challenges, I would want the person that I want to be in charge. So I'm looking you in the eye.
Yes.
Is it set up that way?
Yes, Your Honor.
That's what you want?
Yes.
That your mother will make those decisions?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay. Ms. Bax, you're a nurse.
Yes, ma'am.
And you're a part-time nurse of debt.
And I stopped a lot of things just to take care of Ben, but just hearing him say that he want his mother to do it, it's just like, what's the point? You want me, you love me, you want to keep me, but your mother.
No, that's because he just told you the truth.
His mama don't even... Okay.
Ms. Bax, he told you the truth. When somebody tells you who they are, believe them the first time. And by the way, Mr. Morgan... That's nothing wrong if that's the choice you need to make because you're dealing with your health and you're making the choices that you think will be in your best health consideration. I respect that, sir. Mm-hmm. But Ms. Bax, if you're talking about a relationship where you're going to be a full partner with this gentleman right here, then you have to determine if this is good enough for you.
I wanted to fight for this relationship. I'm willing to take care of him as long as I get a commitment with the ring and have his last name, but I'm not sure where we go from here.
Mr. Morgan, are you okay?
I feel like I'm okay, especially when Imani's around. Like, Ms. Bax, she makes me happy. She brings me to a better place. Like, so... The love she gives me, like, internalizes and it helps me love myself better. And it helps me love her better, but...
But she's not your wife.
No.
I'm asking you.
No,
that
ma'am.
Sounds like somebody describing the woman that I love, the woman that is my wife. But she's not your wife. And you have not tried to make her your wife. I can't make this woman your wife.
Yes.
But what I can point out to her is, you are his nurse. And if that is satisfactory enough, as much as I like Mr. Morgan and understand, and by the way, Mr. Morgan, the court will offer you some therapy sessions if that would be helpful for you. That is no question whatsoever, but that is individual because you're dealing with a lot and you have every right to deal with a lot. So we will take care of that for you if that's something that you're interested in.
I would be interested in that. Thank you.
But Ms. Bax... Let me take care of you right now. You're a doormat. A loved doormat, but a doormat nonetheless. And folk are walking on you. If that satisfies you...
It does not satisfy me, but I'm gonna always want to help Ben, rather a doormat or not. Okay, I get the point. We're not married. I don't have a ring on my finger. I'm not gonna be a 100% caretaker. I love you, and... I mean, that's it. Like, but no one's going to take care of you better than maybe your mom. Like, I'm cool now. I got a sense of pride, and thank you, Judge.
Talking about, Ms. Bax. Because here's
smile.
The deal.
Yes, ma'am.
You're going to always have his back, right?
Far as a friendship.
There it is. Because guess whose back you better have first?
I'm going to have mine to my children's.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
You need to take care of yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
And you need to make sure you have what you need in a relationship. Still keep your core of who you are because that giving and loving nature is a very positive attribute. That's your core value.
Mm-hmm.
You're a giving and loving person. Mr. Morgan, it may not be the time for you to become a husband. I don't know. But you need to face the ramifications of what it means not making Miss Bax your wife. She may say, I will have your back, but only to a certain extent. Ask your mama. I think he was honest for the first time with her.
You know, I'm deeply saddened because, I mean, she has his back no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But he was selfish.
Extremely selfish, and he was using her.
Yeah.
She was a glorified nurse. But when he said that he would rather have his mother make those decisions, I knew what that meant.
It was over.
She's not his wife. He will be very comfortable letting her be his nurse.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's it.
I'm just worried she's not going anywhere.
Mm-mm.
Made in Georgia.